In this video, I'm going to show you how to find arbitrage deals. Now, we've already looked at the Starbucks Atlanta collectible coffee mug, and we see that that is a really, really good item to sell. You can get a really good price for it. So this would be a good one to look to see if we could find some arbitrage opportunity, and not just the Atlanta one. We already know that the Atlanta sells well, but there's other ones that sell well as well. And so what we can do is just look at Starbucks mug, and we can see which ones of the city names come up in the search. Okay, here's the San Francisco, but it's only going for $17, probably because this is probably a newer one, a newer edition. Here's the New York, it's only $22. So I want to find something that's going for over $50. So let's do this. Let's go, I'm going to pull the camera over here so you can see it. I'm going to choose a department here. I'll just choose kitchen and dining. Yeah, the top one there. And once you choose a department, then it'll allow you to sort. And I want to sort by price high to low. Now we're getting the higher price ones up here. So look at this one. Wow. Lima, Peru, $159. Pike Place, $159. So these are the ones we really want to look at. Here's one in Korea. Here's a Sweden, $139. Stockholm, Amsterdam, Orange County, Paris, Nashville, Denver, Hawaii. Okay, these are all really good. And here's a one from New York, a newer or an older version of New York, and this is $82.95. Okay, so what we can do is, let's see if we can find any of these on eBay that we could buy and potentially resell on Amazon. And I like to do an arbitrage between eBay and Amazon because generally you can get stuff cheaper on eBay and you can find people who are not listing their items properly, so they don't know how to get the biggest bang for their buck. And then you can take those, buy them from eBay, and just flip them over on Amazon. So let's look at, let's just do this. Let's just go to eBay and run the same search. Starbucks mug. Okay, and here we have one of the Beijing. Let's see what that one's doing on Amazon. Does not look like there's one listed here. So I'm not going to, that's a Tumblr, that's a different style. I'm not going to fool with one that's not listed because I don't want to have to create the listing myself. Alright, so here is a Starbucks Mexico City. Look if that one's listed. Yeah, there is that the same one. Let's make sure. No. Nowhere close. So that's not the same thing. So let's not fool with that one. Here's another one. Okay, here we go. We got the Mirinda, Mexico. This one has a buy it now of $49.99. And so there's no bidding on that. He just wants a flat out $49.99. Let's see if it's brand new. Brand new, unused, unopened, undamaged item. Okay, so it is new according to the seller. Shipping is $12. That's important to know. That's going to add to our... Now, if he had a make me an offer, it would show up right here. So he doesn't have that. So you could take a chance on buying something like this for, $62? And then trying to flip it here. You probably would be able to sell it for a higher amount. But it might take a while. Looks like there's two new from $199. Let's see. These are listed at $199 and $269.99. If I could get this for around $30 on eBay, $30, $35, then I would probably take this deal and just flip it over on Amazon. But, since he doesn't have a make me an offer button, I'm going to pass on this one. All right, let's see what else we can find. All right, so here's this one, the Las Vegas. And it's got this architectural scene on it here. All right, let's go over to Amazon. We see that this item here is going for $50. And there's two used ones from $20. So it looks like you could get a used one for $20 plus $5.49 or $29.99. So this one's probably not a very good one to go for. Even though the bid is only up to $9.99, there's just really not enough profit margin in that. Thailand, let's see if this one looks like. Okay, $52 new, and a couple of used ones, or no, there's two more new ones, one at $52, one at $45.99. Look at this one, though, $45.99 plus $19.99 shipping. So that's really more expensive then. All right, so let's go back and see what this one is. It says it's new, so this one would be a good one to play with here, because you can get $50 for it. If you can buy it for, say $25 or less, that would be a good deal. Now, he's already sold seven of these, it looks like. And here is what they're going for. They're going for $18.50. Yeah, actually, I misread this. I took this as being the bid price, but this is actually buy it now. So you could actually buy this now for $18.50. Let's see what the shipping is on this. It's shipping is $12. So $18.50 plus $12, that would be like right at $30. $30.50. But you could resell this for around $52. All right, let's see what else we can find. Okay, there's the Seattle. Let's do that one. All right, so here is this one on Amazon. It's going for, there's only one available. It's going for $125.95. Probably what's happened here is, since there's only one available, the seller has really jacked up the price of it. But you could go here to eBay and buy this one. Now, the bidding right now is $9.99. So let me show you how I would do this. I would use a tool called eSnipe. eSnipe is a tool that allows you to, what's known as snipe an auction. Now, here's how that works. You put in what you're willing to pay for this item. Let's say that I would pay, say, $25. Let's see what shipping is on this. You always factor in shipping. So looking at this one right here. Okay, so the shipping on this is $11 a set. So let's just say $12. All right, so, and it's up to $10 now, so that's about $22 right now. I would be willing to pay, let's say, $30 total for this. So 30 minus 1171, got my trusty calculator here. So $18.26. So I could bid up to $18.26. So let's just say, let's just round that up to $18.50. So I'm going to use this tool called eSnipe. And what eSnipe is going to do is, it's going to bid on my behalf at the very end of the auction. So this auction actually ends, well, in 47 minutes and 23 seconds. So in this case, I would probably be here anyway, and I could just bid it myself. But I want to show you how this tool works, because you can use this tool to place bids on multiple auctions just up to the price that you want to pay for the item. And then if you've got the high bid, you'll win the item. You don't necessarily pay the highest amount that you that you're willing to pay. You pay whatever the auction gets up to. Like, for instance, if I'm going to put in $18.50 for this one. Well, if this item only gets up to $12, then I'm going to get it for $12. Okay, so let's go ahead and I'll show you how to use this tool. I've had an account on here since 2004, so I've been using this tool for a long time. Now, there is a charge for this, but it's very small. And what you do is you buy credits. So I'm going to buy bid points. So I go here, and I've got 219 bid points remaining. I actually purchased these bid points in 2004. So I paid $15 back then, and I've still got this many remaining. What you want to do is When you purchase bid points, click on whichever way you want to purchase it, and it's going to default to 1,500 bid points for $15, but you don't want to do that. Click on that button and choose 500 for $5, because it's going to take you a long time to go through 500 of these. Like I said, I got 1,500 in 2004, and I've still got 219 remaining. You use one bid point for every auction you bid on, so you're not going to spend them very, very quickly. All right, so I'm not going to do that because I've already got some, so I'll just use the ones I've got, and I want to place my bids. Okay, so you're going to enter your URL here. So my URL is right here. You can should be able to enter the item number, yeah. So you can actually go in here and just find the eBay item number, which in this case is going to be up in the URL. Okay, the item number is right here. I'm just going to copy that and come here and enter the item number there. Click go. All right, and just verify that's the right auction. That is. And I'm going to bid $18.50. And what this means is checkup means that 90 minutes before the bid time, it will send me an email and just tell me that it's getting ready to bid. That way, if I decide right before it bids that I don't want the item, then I can just go in here and cancel it. Buffer 6 seconds before the end of the auction. So this is going to bid right 6 seconds before the auction bids, or 6 seconds before the auction ends, it's going to place my bid. All right, and this is my account name, and the folder doesn't matter. I've just got an active folder here, and that looks good. I'm just going to click on place bid. Okay, so you see it's live here now, and at this specific time that it closes, it's going to go out and bid up to $18.50. Okay, so we'll see. I'll come back in 45 minutes and see if I won this auction. All right, let me give you a couple more tips about arbitrage. Now, I learned this tip from my good friend Steve Lindhorst. This is a brilliant, brilliant tip. Some people list items on Amazon using their mobile device. Let me show you an example. So if you do a search on eBay for this term, in quotes, posted with eBay mobile. Now, notice that it tells us that there are zero results found for this phrase, but it's showing us lots of different items here. So why is that? I think it's just a fluke in eBay's search engine, but it doesn't matter because, watch this, if we click on one of these and scroll down, we see this right here, posted with eBay mobile. So that's exactly what we want. We want to search for the ones that are posted with eBay mobile. All right, now what we can do is we can go back and we can run this search, and let's say we're looking for coffee mugs, Starbucks mugs, so plus Starbucks mug. All right, so search, and here we go. And notice again, it says zero results found, but we see the results here. Kind of strange. Oh, here's Aruba. And they want $35 for that one, though. But this one here, though, okay, it's a 2009 Starbucks mug with red interior. All right. The thing about people, and here you notice that it's posted with eBay mobile. All right, so the thing about people who post something using their mobile device, they don't usually list it very well because it's really hard to type on a cell phone. And so they make mistakes in the listings, they don't put as much information in the listings, and therefore the items a lot of times don't get as many bids. So you can come in and get items much cheaper just because they're very poorly listed. All right, so let's look for this item on Amazon and see if we have anything like this. Okay, so it looks like right here is that mug. So we have this one right here. Let's go ahead and look at this one. The bidding is only up to $5.95, $7.50 shipping. And how much time is left? 2 days and 16 hours. Right, this is a used mug. But see how very little information there is in here. This is what you're looking for. You're looking for something where they're in a hurry, or maybe just because they've got to enter information in on a smartphone, that they're just not entering a lot of information. So you got two pictures here. So it looks decent. So let's go back to Amazon so we can get this. If we could get it for $6, it'll cost us $7.50 plus $6. So what's that, $13.50? Yeah, $13.50. And here we've got a new one at $34.95, so let's see. Doesn't look like there's any used ones here. And this one is $34.95 plus another $5.50 shipping, so that's really $40. All right, so we could list ours even at a used price. There's no used ones here right now. So we could list our used ones at just under this price. So that would be a good one to buy if we can get it for, let's see, trusty calculator again. So let's just say $6 plus $7.50 shipping. That's $13.50. And we can sell it for, let's say, $34. So that's a $20.50 profit at this price point. So let's say if we can get it under $10. So at $10, our profit would be, let's see, 10 plus 750 would be 1750. And so we'd sell it for 34, and that would be 1650. And I'll show you in just a minute here how to calculate what your Amazon fees are going to be. But I can tell you right now that would be a good profit, $16.50 for this mug. So I'm going to go ahead and snipe this one, or try to snipe this one using our sniping tool. So let me just take this, and I'll go out to eSnipe, enter in. All right, and my minimum bid amount is $10. All right, I'm sorry, maximum bid amount is $10. Okay, and just leave all these at the default and place bid, and there we go. You can literally just stay on eBay all day long looking for deals like this or items like this that you can flip and sell on Amazon. Or you can even flip them and sell them back on eBay. But like I said before, you generally get more money on Amazon. The advantage with eBay is that you get paid faster. Okay, so that's how you do arbitrage. I hope you enjoy that. Once again, it's a lot of fun to do these sort of things. Thanks for watching.